you can then service the rest of your Mkhondo, Secunda, Delmas.
The National Student Financial Aid Scheme is calling on first-year students who have qualified for bursaries to sign the agreements by the 31st of July. According to the scheme, those who fail to sign the agreements risk not having the money paid. RazFM's Lebohang Mahlangu reports.
NSFAS recently announced that it was implementing its new bursary agreement after government's announcement of free education for students from poor families. The agreement, which outlines new terms and conditions that students must adhere to, only applies to first-year students and senior students who applied to NSFAS for the first time this year. NSFAS says it is concerned that the process is moving slowly. The scheme has only generated 37,893 agreements by the 15th of May. However, only 5,063 had been signed. Lebohang Mahlangu for Rise FM News.
The Public Servants Association has warned the government not to sign the public sector wage agreement. Public Service and Administration Minister Ayanda Dlodlo was expected to sign the agreement together with Labour yesterday. This was, however, postponed after other unions rejected the offer. The deal will see lower-level employees receive a 7% increase, while mid- and senior-level staff will receive 6.5% and 6% hikes, respectively. Recapping our top story this hour, the memorial service of the late Simon Zima is expected to